let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. And I think the biggest travel news for her and the travel trend for her is cruising through the South Pacific. Hi, Onanta.
Hello, how are you? We're still down under.
You're still in the future, as I like to say.
That's right.
According to your Facebook page that I've been following, you are on the Zuiderdam right now.
That's right. So this is one of Holland America's medium-sized vessels. And I don't know if our listeners know, they have different series class. And it's, so mm-hmm. it was the first of the line's Vista series class. And it's a smaller vessel. It allows a more intimate cruise experience for guests. But, you know, don't be fooled. It still comes packed with a lot of amenities and for travelers of all ages. Now, I am fortunate to be traveling on a segment of their world cruises. It's called a Grand Voyage. And it's got 1,300 guests on board. The capacity is 1,900. So it's not busy or jam-packed with people. It's really nice flow to things here. So technically, I joined in Sydney on February the 11th. But this is part of a grand cruise. And it started in Fort Lauderdale on January the 4th. So there have been people on board for 6 weeks already. And they've enjoyed different ports in the Caribbean. They've gone to different places in South America, like Peru, Ecuador. They spent a few nights in Lima, gone into Galapagos and the Easter Island, which would be hugely amazing, into French Polynesia, like Papeete and Rarotonga. And so they've had the opportunity to explore, and people are now, like, about 384 people came on board in Sydney, but most of the people will leave in Cape Town, but they will also continue onwards to Fort Lauderdale for about 130 days that they've traveled on. And this isn't the only Grand Voyage that Holland America launched this year. There's also a pole-to-pole Grand Voyage, which is about a couple weeks more in duration. So, interesting fact, so many people are repeat clientels. Like, there are people that have gone on 7 or 8 Grand Voyages. So it's almost like their snowboard getaway, just like mine is, where they're escaping winter. They've created these relationships with these beautiful Holland America staff, and they like coming back. They get their food all made for them. Their room is clean. They can get their laundry done if they want.
Yeah.
So it's a nice opportunity for a snowbird getaway option. So when we left Sydney, we had a day at sea. So good just to relax, just to, you know, get the orientation of your ship, see where things are, what activities you can do, and kind of just find out a little bit more. Wi-Fi is easy. I'm working remotely as I go on this grand adventure here. Easy to get Wi-Fi. I can do my calls from Wi-Fi streaming, or look into the different internet programs, and you're plugged in, absolutely plugged in. So don't worry about that. A few things that you'll notice on the ship. So this is an older ship. It was launched in 2002. Mm-hmm. So it's been around for a while. So, you know, you might think, when you get on board, if you've been on a newer Holland America ship, it's been refurbished because it is an older ship and it needs to keep fresh with a variety of destinations and just the different needs of people these days. It's got lots of opportunity to when you're on board, as far as like doing different things. Like, there's lots of entertainment options that you have, but it's not like every day there's something going on in the like a Broadway show. They have nice little concerts with cellists or violinists. It's really quite nice to listen. They've good music on board. Like it, like I'm a 70s, 80s, 90s kind of chick, and mm-hmm. I like it. Like it's really nice. They have like the BB King's Blues Club, which brings you Memphis sounds. They have dueling pianos. They have pop music shows, classical music, as I had mentioned, and then stage performances as well. It did get refurbished in 2017, so you will see, you know, the upgrades and such. But it does have some places where the vessel shows their age, like around the pools and so on. But you won't lack all the amenities that you want in a cruise vacation. It's a fairly casual ship, like particularly during the day where most people wear t-shirts and shorts. Most evenings, people are smart casual, but by no means dressed up. Men are wearing casual shirts and ladies are wearing dresses or pants and sweaters. So what we did yesterday, we visited Moreton Island, and it's the third largest sand island in the world, and it's only located 40 kilometers northwest of Brisbane. The island consists entirely of sand, and this is where you can go sand tobogganing down a dune, or you can go zip lining, you can go snorkeling around the Tangalooma wrecks, which is a group of 15 ships that are sunk in 1963 to create a breakwall for small boats dropping by, and also the wind, so it protects the island as well. And it's like a home to an assortment of coral and tropical reefs, as well as regular visits from like turtles and dugongs. We went on a glass bottom tour yesterday, and we were able to go around the shipwrecks, and then we fed the fish so you could see them come to the boat and see a variety of different species. So it was really lovely. It was a downpour in the morning, so expect you're in the tropics, right? So you have to bring a rain slicker with you for sure, an umbrella, which is all on board. And if you are a part of the Grand Voyage, they gave you these beautiful little things as gifts. They gave you a power bank. They gave you a Holland America rain slicker, a hat, which was really good to have. So lots of little goodies along the way, as well as a great Holland America bag. I'm sure you have a selection of them. We could, you know, put them on eBay and get lots of money, because they're they're definitely, you know, things that people want. So, yeah, it was interesting to see. Definitely nice to get off the ship, too, because, you know, today's our day at sea, and then tomorrow we're in Airlie Beach, mm-hmm. Which is in the heart of the Whitsundays region. So, you know, we have the opportunity to relax, go to the spa if we want, go read a book if we want. Like, as I said, I'm working remotely, so I can plug in and chat with my clients and take care of them. So lots of options for people who are thinking of something different, something longer, but still being able to be accessible. Mm-hmm. If you want it to be.
It's funny you mentioned that the Zuiderdam is over 20 years old now. I can recall when the Zuiderdam was first launched, because I was with Holland America, and it was a big deal for a Holland America to launch it, because it was the first of one of their newer classes. And the clientele, I think, on a Grand Voyage, as you mentioned, that it's rarely is a Grand Voyage sold out. It might be sold out maybe in portions of it, but rarely is it. So it's not as crowded, and the clientele is a lot different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. There's a more mature audience because people have retired, mm-hmm. but there's also people, I would say, that are in their 60s and up. There are a couple of kids on board, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. So like, for an example, they do have a kids club here, but they use it for like painting classes, which is quite fun. But yeah, don't expect families to be on board. It is a more mature audience, because they have the time and the money, because mm-hmm. it is a longer cruise. So depending on your stateroom and, you know, different things that you add to your cruise, it's not like a 7-day Caribbean price point.
Mm-hmm. And I seem to recall, I could be wrong on this too, as far as price point, and we don't have to get into dollars and figures, dollar figures, but in general, the cost per day, I think, on a grand voyage is less than it is on a 7 or a 10 day cruise.
Well, right. Yeah. Because it is basically prorated, and there is a lot of value to the money as well. So yeah, talk to your travel advisor, because there's a lot of competition in world cruises now, in grand voyages, not mm-hmm. just with Holland America, but with Princess and Oceana mm-hmm. and different cruise lines. So you'd be surprised at what you can get for a longer duration cruise.
Yeah, and two, you can do it in chunks, like you mentioned. You don't have mm-hmm. to do the whole grand voyage. You can do it in portions for maybe 30 days or whatever, 40 days or something to that effect.
Yes, absolutely. So my portion is 42 days. I think the first portion was around the same time frame. So yeah, again, and you know, people don't know if they can manage, like most people, you know, go on a 14-day cruise, maybe for the longest. So this is a longer time frame. There's more days at seas and more continuous days at seas, like in sequence. Mm-hmm. So you might want to not do the full shebang right away and just see how you do.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned 42 days. You just started. So where are you headed? And we don't need a full breakdown. I'm just kind of in general where you're headed. And what are you most excited to see?
We're still in Australia for a couple more, till the 18th. We're into the 20th. And we are going to Airlie Beach, which is in Queensland, and then to Cairns, which is like the jumping off point for the Great Barrier Reef. And we're spending some time there before we go to Darwin. And then we have the opportunity, and this is where I really like, I've liked everything so far, but we're going to Bali, Indonesia, and then we're going to Komodo Island, going to Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Seychelles, Mauritius, and then into South Africa. And you do have the opportunity for like overnight stays in like Sri Lanka. You can stay for a few nights or in the Maldives. So you can, if you wish, take a break and get off the ship at different points and have land stays. There's an opportunity where you can go into India, go to the Taj Mahal, then go visit Dubai and then fly back to the ship. So, you know, again, not just all cruising all the time. You have the opportunity to do little mini vacations within your grand voyage.
Nice. I have to ask you though, have you got your sea legs yet?
Oh yeah, it's coming along. I have to admit, we tendered to Moreton Island yesterday, and it was raining really hard, and so I put my sea bands on. Man, it was rocking and rolling. And then when the captain does a review at the end of the day, and he was saying that it was because it's also a passage for like tankers coming from Brisbane going onward. So there's a lot of movement in the sea as well, plus the wind, plus the rain. So he goes, it was one of the rockiest tender things, which is good to know after the fact. Mm-hmm. But they, you know what? Safety first, always. They wouldn't do it unless they could.
This is for sure. While being a big Holland America fan, I am jealous and we'll be checking in with you weekly to get updates on where you've been and how much fun you've had and how much food you've eaten.
Yeah, that we have to talk about.
Because the food is amazing on Holland America, as many other features that they have. So we'll be following you on Facebook and Instagram and X. You can do that at Onanta Forbes. You can check out our website too, onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Enjoy your week ahead.
Thanks. You take care. Bye-bye.